Wisconsinites owe a bundle of money in student loan debt. Each side of the political aisle thinks it has the best solution. Governor Walker, in his State of the State address Tuesday night, touted the fact that he froze tuition in the UW system for 4 years. Now, he and legislative Republicans want to let people deduct all the interest they pay on student loans and create more internships and financial counseling programs for existing students.
So we have a package of ideas to help offset the price of college and reduce the cost of student loan debt.
Democrats, such as Representative Katrina Shankland, say the GOP plan does not provide enough relief for people who owe tens of thousands of dollars.
We know that student loan refinancing is the real reform that we need to make higher education more affordable.
All lawmakers can agree on: college isn't cheap. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello asks, how did we get here?
College affordability is not a new buzzword. People have always worried that a higher education would be pricey. It's why the U.S. created the financial aid system about 50 years ago. It relies on two actors, states and universities. States are supposed to contribute money to keep public universities going, and they are supposed to keep their prices reasonable. It was around the 1980s when one of those promises started to slip.
Private institutions started to think that they were offering a really good deal and that they could probably charge more and people would still pay it. And lo and behold, they learned that they were right.
Sarah Goldrick-Rabb is a professor of educational policy studies at UW-Madison. She says people didn't worry too much at the time because their incomes were also rising. Plus, the majority of people who went to college in those days were from households with means. Then came the 1990s, and the state domino tipped. Rising costs for healthcare and K-12 education meant budgets were tighter, and higher education didn't top the state's priority list. Next, the 2000s arrived, and the era we all know as the Great Recession. Incomes fell, state budgets got even smaller. Goldrick-Rabb calls it a perfect storm.
States aren't paying what they used to. Colleges and universities have convinced us that more expensive is better, yet most people really don't have the resources. And the only financial aid offered to them is student loans. And that's how we get to today.
Today, the White House estimates that in Wisconsin, 812,000 residents carry outstanding debt on federal student loans. Collectively, they owe more than $18 billion. Goldrick-Rabb insists the responsibility for shrinking those numbers falls to the state, not the schools.
These institutions don't actually have that much power over their money. But who has power over the money is the state. And the state is deciding to spend less on a per-student basis than ever before, leaving families to pay more on a per-student basis than ever before.
While Goldrick-Rabb says she applauds some of Governor Scott Walker's proposals, she doesn't believe they address the core problem, that states need to shoulder more of the financial burden college poses. Lawmakers plan to discuss Walker's initiatives later this month, with Republican leaders claiming there's only so much they can do. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.